Good morning. Thank you for coming and being with us in the living room. Thank you for joining Brother Freedom. And several of us have gathered here. We're thankful for Brother Freedom. The Lord's keeping him here by the grace of God and anointing him through the power of the Holy Ghost. Dear Father, we just ask you to help us. We need your touch. We're coming into your filling station. We pray, Lord, that you'll fill us up with your presence, with your anointing, with the wonderful word, your word that never dies, your word that will go on eternally and forever under the eons of the eons. Thank God that Jesus is the living word. We can't thank you enough for Jesus and the terrible suffering that he went through for us. We don't understand why you love us so much. Lord, even the worst sinner you have a great love for. Your lost children, you care. And Lord, thank you for putting joy within us because this is a dark world. We pray for the mighty touch of the Holy Ghost upon Brother Freedom, upon our listener, upon the reading of the word and the prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto your Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Then in Judges chapter 15, verse 14, says, And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from his hands. Then in chapter 16, verse 28, says, And Samson called unto the Lord, and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Then in Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10, it says, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Father, thank you for this wonderful day. We love you. We worship you. Lord, you're our God, and we want to put you first today. You're the one that we've come to worship. Lord, we love you, and we pray for your mighty anointing upon Brother Freedom. We pray that you'd fill him with your words and your truth, Lord, that would be poured out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we praise you today. We ask that you would make us available and ready for service so that we can be witnesses to others about your love and about your goodness. Thank you for helping us to be servants for you and for each other and to those that we come in contact with. Help us to honor you in everything that we do and say. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we do praise you for this day. Lord, I realize that I am nothing. My whole being relies totally on you. Father, I just pray that you move mightily this day in a mighty way. Lord, bring the Holy Ghost down. Oh, the Holy Ghost, move this day mightily. For listeners need to hear this. They need to see what you're doing. And Father, I just do praise you. I pray that you'll glorify all those who seek you. You'll touch them. Father, we want to glorify this day. You are our way. Lord, we love you. One day we're going to see you face to face. What a wonderful day it is. But Father, we know the pathway to just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. And Lord, you want to fit us for eternity. You want to make us ready. And Father, we just pray that we'll be servants of love. We don't want anything else, but we want the love of God in our hearts. Oh, Lord, that we'll desire that love in our hearts, that we might be full of you this day. Father, we thank you for all you've done. What a privilege it is to do your will. I pray for the anointing on the people throughout the world today that hear this message. Whatever their need is, I pray that you'll touch the hearts of these people. Let them realize that God is God, and He's just as strong where you are as He is right here. But He's really powerful here, so where you are, you better reach out, because you can reach out it too. You can receive it if you'll call upon Him while it's near. Father, I praise you this day, and I love you. And I thank you for Jesus, your special son. Father, that picture I seen the other day of Jesus, I know that I feel that those young people were in heaven, because you told me that every good and perfect gift comes from you, and we know those are good gifts. We realize it's you speaking to the hearts of your people in this last days, that you're real. But Father, we've never seen you, but I can feel you, and I know your presence is very close. And Father, I pray that for the anointing of the Spirit to be here so mightily that people get touched, they get healed, whatever the need is, that fulfillment's going to be made in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is so real, so special. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're living in a day when there's a lot of skeptics in the world. They want to go against anything that's godly. They're out to do the will of Satan. And we're living in that last days when Satan is going to want to run rampant. And truly, he uses people like God uses people. Satan, he's limited to what he can do here upon earth right now, but he can use people. He can get in them, and they'll do evil things. But God wants to deliver us from the evil men. He might preserve us from the violent men. For they imagine mischiefs, and they're very deceitful. They all gather stuff for war, some kind of a warfare. From people with your tongue, with your thoughts, everything about you. This morning, I believe if God makes it come to pass like it's supposed to come to pass, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we're going to compare it to these great men that we just spoke about, Samson. Gideon was another great man. But Samson was a man of God. God raising up for a purpose that day that he was the man of Israel. And he was standing up for what he thought. But we all know Samson got a little bold and did a little thing. So there's no way that you can deny the Spirit of God was upon him. The Spirit of God come down. He took that jawbone and slayed 1,000 men right there. Go and just get the honey and go up there and take the bees and just throw the honey away and just eat. Nothing bothered him. It's the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. And here Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I'd like to really come in on the joy of the Lord is all of our strength. That's where it comes from. These other ways are part of our life. Be ye strong, Lord, and the power of might put you on the whole armor of God. That is part. We're supposed to be strong. But the joy of the Lord is, it's a like a switch. It makes it all work. You lose the joy of your Lord, you can't do nothing. You can be the best spiritual. You think you get out here, get cranky with your wife, your husband, or Tom, Dick, and Harry. You're going to lose your power. God shuts it off that fast. That's why the Bible says you got to love your wife, because if you don't, your prayers are not going to be answered. What we think up here is real powerful. We can go to Bible school every day of the life, and we can go this and that, and we can really put a lot of effort in for God. But if we don't have the joy of the Lord, we're not going very far. There's something about the joy of the Lord is Kamashita. It's the glory of God. It's His saturation of the glory, the cloud of His precious gifts upon our lives. See, we don't see the gifts with our eyes, but in spiritual, you see and feel them. You know them. They're there. They come by actually faith in the Lord. All these, what we receive is by knowing Him as your child and then acting upon Him. He doesn't have to force you. He just asks you and you do it. Because you have faith in the Lord. That's why this pilot system works. You pray, and right here, Alaska, someone gets healed. Canada, England, France. God's no distance. But He does it because one individual, and you come out there where you are, if you get right with God, it can happen. When you pray, something can happen mightily for a certain need. You don't go out there and do those things foolishly. You do it when there's a need there. God didn't let you go out here and spill a bunch of beans on the ground and do that. No, no, no. He wants you to keep everything intact. And that's what we do sometimes. We want to show people how powerful we are in the Lord. What a, that's like dumping the beans out of the ground. We contain this energy that's in us from God. This energy, that's the way I can describe it. The joy of the Lord becomes my kama, shiba, kama, kama. The glory is the power of God. And we do this through acting by the Holy Spirit. He's our director. He's our the one that empowers us. And when we're hooked up the Holy Spirit and we're walking in human form, we go where the evil people go, not with them, but we about them. But in that, that person receives a very special pardon from God. You're my child. My child, if you'll come to me, I want to use you. If you'll believe on me and believe my son that died upon that cross, accept him in your heart, I will move upon your life in a very special way. I believe these promises to those that believe, exactly like I said. But we never even thought about that. We go to Sunday school, we don't even, we read a little Bible story, and that's all, that we just, like hickory dickory dock. God wants to move mighty by the Spirit. I started seeing this about 40 years ago. And I said, how in the world can this be done? The Lord says, I'll show you through what you know. And if God can do it on what I did on metal, I guarantee he can do anything you want to think of. He can do it. If he is his will. It all has to be in his will. And with that, the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. You just have to apply yourself, get in down in the place, on your knees, whatever it is. Lord, is this where you want me? Yep, I want you right there. Now, you stick there and wait upon me. When I tell you, the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. That time, message goes out. Oh, there's a lady over here. She got her hand in the door. I want you to go pray for her. Happened. Yeah, I got this customer down here. He's got a 13A and the Spirit moves that way. He doesn't change. Just like Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord becomes their strength. Samson, with the part that Samson gets me, read that last part. There's some words there that are going to get me and going to get you when you really read it. Read that, Micah. I want everybody to hear this.
And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged on the Philistines for my two eyes.
Oh, come on, Shita. Remember me! Remember me! You ever heard that? You know, don't you remember me? I used to know you. That's what he said. Remember me? I once went down and went to the Philistines, but I found myself in prison. Remember me, Lord. That sounds from us. Remember us! Lord, remember me! He says, yeah, I'll fill you with the same way I did with Samson. Wherever you are today, in Africa, Venezuela, Portugal, remember, God's going to remember you if you call upon him. He knows us, but he barely don't hardly see us because of our iniquity. He can't see us. Yes, he knows it, but you got to know his son Jesus and apply by prayer, apply. Lord, I need you this day. Help me this day. Sanctify me. That's the plan. And activate on. Lord, I'm going to try and do the best I can with it. Then God says, I remember you. I remember you. Look what happened to Samson. Told the little boy, says, go take me to the main pillar. And all the times that Samson avenged the Philistines was a lot. But it was nothing like what was going to take place there. They had this great, mighty Colosseum. Those days had big Colosseum too. And it's just loaded with Philistines. See, God permits death and killing at times. When I went to Korea, I didn't have to. But if I would have had to, I'd have been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We make such a law about the, like we do about homosexuals, all this stuff, they're out of line. We're not saying anything against the person.
It's what the personality of the person. But they can learn to know Jesus. Remember me? They can remember Lord too. He says, call unto him. Well, Samson had to do some calling. Lord, I've got no eyes. They plucked my eyes out, but I can hear. I know. Remember me, Lord. You remember me. Do you remember me? Lord said, ask then. Lord said, ask, and you shall receive. Knock, it shall be opened. Apply yourself. You can get great riches in the spirit. These riches don't come through the things of wealth in this world, but I believe they're coming through the callings of God. Oh, the great move of God's Spirit. God wants to move through the mighty Spirit by the power, the gift of healing, the gift of discernment. All the prayer and supplication comes through the mighty Spirit of God. That it's absent. Churches don't even believe. Nobody believes it. It's there that our lives might be changed and do a great work. Look what Samson did. He did a greater work than he ever did in his whole life. And the total multiplication was 1,001. It took his life, but Jesus died upon that cross for you and me this day. He died for us that we might be ransomed, that we'd be set free. We'd walk with his anointing, being strong in the Lord and the power of might. We might put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. It's not a flesh and blood war. It's a spirit war. It comes by the anointing of God that comes against the powers of darkness. That we get set free on fire. All the people are bound this day. The churches are bound. They're bound by tradition. Tradition has got them solid in. They can't move. The glory comes. The glory needs to be in his people. We are the church. The church is made up of saints of God. God wants to make us saints. And you can be a saint here before you get there. At least they got something right. They got what, St. Peter. Some denomination got named St. Peter. So that's a little better than nothing. But I believe that we're just that. We apply ourselves to nothing. We go around. The Lord says, big thing. I don't even see it. I don't imagine what I'm seeing. I don't see nothing. You're just out there playing ticker toys. You never did the work of a grown up. God said, grow up! Remember me? He said to us, do you remember me? We said, we never even thought of you. Yes, that's right. You're correct. Many people don't even think of God. They don't even, I can't imagine it. But I remember that day I almost drowned. I believe the Lord was right there right then. He's here to help us. He's here to make us strong in him. All this other without it, Jesus died in vain. We know he didn't die in vain. That we could be ransomed, set free, ready for heaven. But I guarantee you they're not very ready for heaven. I guarantee you. I know it. I wouldn't say that but only the Spirit's on me. But God is real. He's very faithful. He moves through faith. The joy of the Lord, you get faith, you're going to have the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now see, strength and power are different. Strength is something that it can apply to you strengthen a beam. It's reinforced. Power, you just get more weight and more effort. It pulls more. But strength is the strength of the Lord is different. Power is different. Power is a force against another force. Strength is a force that's able to endure all things. I didn't know that. I'm saying when I'm just, the Spirit of God tell me this. When you walk by the Spirit, your body is up here as Spirit, but you're walking with flesh. But your direction is coming not by the flesh, it's coming by the Spirit. And as you start applying it, then you start getting leadership from God for what to do with it. A lot of it is also, you just, the pilot says, you just tell the Lord what he wants you to tell him, then he does it. You don't do any of it yourself. Like, bless Royal Robert's heart, that's right. He didn't do it, the Lord does it. But that's what he wants the church to be, where we say, Lord, we want you to do this. He says, sure, I'll go run it right now. Not doesn't take 20 minutes, it's right now. They just must live by faith. And so many years we've quote all these, the faith people, all these, they really don't know nothing too much about it, about them. Faith comes by moving through the Spirit. The joy of the Lord becomes our strength. You grow in it also. See, when we're a child, your thinking is not what it is. When you start growing, God does the same thing with us. As we grow, our arms get bigger. We run faster as we grow. Spiritually, it's exactly the same way. God moves as we move on through Him. There's things that God does, and then that you're just there fulfilling a obligation that God's called you to do. Like by 8 o'clock, you better be at a certain place, because if you get to be there at a certain place, there's going to be a girl that's going to hit a tree. Don't need to tell nobody, just do it. When you do it, don't tell nobody else. They don't want to believe it. But this is the way God moves. Oh, by the way, go out tonight and cover exhaust pipes. It's raining outside. Customers. God wants you to give what you've given. He gives back bountifully. But we've got to give a little bit of ourselves. We've got to give our spirit to Him. If we're selfish about that part, God, it multiplies in all directions. If you're very selfish in what you want, dude, God's selfish. He's also, He multiplies that same way. Oh, I'll just use your tactics and youngster, I'll just, so we don't get much. This world is so mighty. I was reading the other day about how He causes all the animals to come down. He feeds them. He looks at it daily. He brings the rain. And how it hurts Him when us people make it where it can't rain because of where we're living. Because they suffer. Because we suffer. See, the Lord's trying to get us, mankind, to wake up. He's coming soon. Because there's going to be a great celebration. It's coming forth. And very shortly, and everybody's invited. But there's not many people that's going to even be there. The invitation's out. It says, Jesus is coming back. Very few people. I hear none. I listen. Hear none. They were saying anything about it. But He's coming. He's coming back. And by that, there's going to be lots and lots and lots and lots of people missing it. Because the Bible tells me many places, and I know the Lord told me too, He's coming back for those that's looking for His coming. Looking. They're not looking for His coming, because I've heard them say, well, we're 1,000 years now, we're going to have things all in order down here, and we don't need it. We know 1,000 years it's not going to be, because it don't even fit with God. We're on the last of the 6,000 years. God don't make mistakes. He is coming. And Israel is not in trouble. So fulfillment is going to come. When God knocks on the door and says, my coming's coming, all I think it'll be just a wheel. It'll go in a twinkling of an eye. It's going to happen. Like that. And the saints are going to be gone. And after that, God's going to withdraw His Spirit. I don't care what anybody, God, I know God telling me right. He's going to withdraw the Spirit. It's going to be a terrible thing. It's going to hit this land. So if you miss it, you're going to feel so terrible. Because you'll know you missed it. And there'll be those who'll take their life. It says that men will try to be kill themselves and they won't be able to die. It's going to be a harsh day. It's coming. It's coming soon, but you can, out there, if you don't want to hear this, you don't have to, because you don't have to if you be ready. Remember me, Lord. God says, yeah, call me. That's all He wants us to say. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. I want to be with you. What the thief saying on the cross, remember me. I tied it in there. Lord, I thank You want me. Remember me. Yes. Yes. Thou shalt be with me in paradise. Out there today, God's saying, remember me. If you'll remember Him, He's going to remember you. But if you don't remember Him, He's not going to remember you. Remember me. All this other, if we don't know Him, He's not going to remember us. Then all this, what we've talked about, being strong and all these things, all that's no avail. What really counts the most is we'll be there. Remember me, Lord. Yes, I know You. I know You. Come forth, my child. I got you a place where it shines, sun shines. Glorious, all. No, not even no sun. Jesus Christ is the sun, the light that shines. Oh, it's going to be a brilliant place. Streets of pure gold. I like that, what I seen the other day. Because that's a little bit of what heaven's going to look like. It's going to be glorious. But are you out there? Are you ready this day? Are you like Samson? Your eyes are, you can't see. You're spiritually blind. I see many of you out there this day. You're blinded. You can't see. You don't realize that Jesus is coming back. You're going on in your old self every day. And things, you can see it every day. Things are getting worse, worse, worse. Our government's falling apart. Everything's falling apart. And yet you're back here just sitting there in leisure. You're taking your motor home, driving down the highway, thinking you can have great fun. Yet your heart's troubled. Your heart troubled you. Because you're not where you should be with God. Man, you out there, you like to do all these, go to these wrong places. But remember, those wrong places are not going to get you nothing. You're going to spend eternity in a hell that those wrong places take you. You're going to say, Lord, remember me? The Lord says, no, I don't remember you. I seen you all that day I was dealing with you back there. And you're still in those honky-tonks. You're still in those devilish places. I don't remember you because you're outdistant me. You're far from me. You must come close to me, my child. Well, I can't do that. Yep, that's what the word says. Men will cry out, but they won't change their minds. There'll be some that'll say, Lord, we did great and mighty works. We prayed for the sick. We had great healings in our church. We had great things happen. We had great prayer meetings. He says, your work is iniquity. I know you not. Remember me? I don't remember you. Because it was all for the wrong reason. Self was in it. Self was the big thing. I want people to humble themselves. But I say, my people, you've not humbled yourself toward me. Many are falling short. They're not humbling themselves before the Almighty God. God wants to keep us humbled where He remembers us. Many are going to be absent in heaven, but there will be a dark day for many, 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 countless, troublesome times before everyone in this world, unless they know the Lord and have that they remember God. For those who remember God, God's going to remember them. I'm going to close this day. Do you remember God? God bless you all. Amen.
Brother Freedom, a little lady by the name of Cassie, somewhere out there on the internet, was praying for direction because her husband is very sick. His name is Dale. He has Parkinson's disease and brain cancer. But somehow she found our website, and she was asking the Lord to give her a word for her husband. She said, I found your website. And she says, God bless you and Brother Freedom. She was asking, pray for my husband, Dale. Dale has Parkinson's disease and brain cancer.
Father, I pray for this dear lady right now. I pray for the glory of God to come down this dear man. I pray that this will be a testimony. Lord God, that you're real. I pray, totally heal this. In Jesus' name. Father, I claim a healing this day by your power. We might never hear from him, but let it take place. We'll know when it happens. Eternity, we'll know what happens. God bless you. God bless the people this day. Those of you that have great faith today, you want to have more of God. I pray that you'll be blessed. God will touch your hearts, that you might remember God every day of your life. Oh, that you might remember Him every day. That's what we all got to do, is remember Him every day, because He's coming back. And if we're not remembering Him, we're going to miss it. We got to remember Him every day, remember me. Yes, yes. We got to remember Him, and He automatically remembers us. I pray for a blessing on this one that we pray for. I believe it's done. I believe there's going to be a healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thanks to all of you who joined us today. Aren't you glad you came? God bless you.